Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. God is so good, and he is worthy to be praised. What a mighty God we serve. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Apostle Eartha Wright. Hallelujah. We do thank and praise the Lord for life, for health, and for strength. We thank him for his love, his kindnesses, and all of his tender mercies that he keeps bestowing upon each of us each and every day. We thank the Lord for today, this day that he has watched over us and protected us from all hurt, harm, and dangers, seen and unseen. What a mighty God we serve. Our God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and more than we can ask or think. And I just want to tell him, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You made a way. You made a way. You made a way. I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad to be on the prayer line on this evening. It's been a moment since I've been on the prayer line with you guys, but I just thank and praise the Lord for the saints of God that has been praying for me and my family, me and my new husband, now me and my daughter. Hallelujah. Me and my attendant. You say, why in the world is she talking about we praying for all these people? Oh, I tell you, because if it ain't one thing, it's another. But I praise and thank the Lord for what he has told us in his word. Hallelujah. If we would go to Luke chapter 18, hallelujah, and read verse 1, Luke 18:1. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for the saints of God being on the prayer line this evening. But the word of God says in the book of Luke, hallelujah, the 18th chapter and the first verse, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to read this for your hearing. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them they should always pray and not give up. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. This is Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why am I talking about this particular scripture on tonight? Well, I don't know about you, but I've been going through a lot of tests and trials and tribulations and all these things that's been trying to rock my world. But God, hallelujah. And you know, sometimes when you go through some stuff, you have to call for some help. You have to call for some backup. And we know what the Bible says, that the prayers of the righteous ones, that they abated much. But reading for your hearing on tonight, glory to God. I've been asking for prayer, my God, hallelujah, for a couple of months. If it ain't been one thing, it's been another. But I thank you because God is God and he is worthy to be praised. I thank you, hallelujah, for praying for me and praying for my husband and praying for myself, glory to God. And now I'm asking prayer for my daughter, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister, hallelujah, Pastor LaShonda Drake, hallelujah, has already had 2 shots. Glory to God. Already been vaccinated. But how about today she was diagnosed with COVID-19? Well, what are you talking about, Apostle? I'm talking about warfare. I'm talking about us having to go through so much stuff, but we can't let go. We can't stop. We can't quit. Hallelujah. We got to keep on praying. We got to keep on holding on to God's hand in the mighty name of Jesus. Again, reading for your hearing in the book of Luke, chapter 18. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor heard what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea. And we're talking about coming to the unjust judge. And she said, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused. But finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge said. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen one who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? Hey, I tell you, he will see that they get justice. And quickly, however, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? I said, men should always pray and not faint, and not faint. Jesus is saying, you should pray day and night. And the Lord is going to hear us, and while he's hearing us, we just have to have faith. We just have to trust and believe in God. Glory to God. And if we will go over to Isaiah 40 and 31, and I'm going to read this for you, hearing. It says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Will you hope in the Lord? Are you hoping in the Lord? Are you keeping on with your prayer? Do you keep praising and thanking the Lord for everything that he's already done and for everything that he is about to do? Glory to God. And we know that he is a good judge, a good judge. Hallelujah. He's not like the unjust judge. He is our Father, which art in heaven. He is, hallelujah, the Holy One, the one who hears our cry. Glory to God. And he said, if you call upon me, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Oh, hallelujah. He don't want us to get weary in our well-doing. Glory to God. But he wants us to keep on keeping on. Keep believing. Hallelujah. What he said in his spirit, in his word. Hallelujah. Our God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and more than we could ask or think. I praise the Lord because he's a good God. I praise the Lord because he's a mighty God. He's all-knowing. He's all-seeing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's our Father. And he wants us to call upon him. He's our Father. And will come and see about us. If we know what Matthew 7 and 7 says, glory to God. If we ask, it shall be given. If we seek, then we will find. If we knock, then the door will be open unto us. And this is still Jesus doing the talking. Glory to God. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. And for everyone that asketh, receive it. And he that seeketh, find it. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Well, how do I know that that's true? Well, just today, the Lord worked another miracle in my life for Brother Monice Morgan. Glory to God. I sent the word out to the saints of God this morning after I took him to the hospital. We had an appointment with the doctor on this morning because they wanted to go in and check his heart to find out why he only had 30% of his heart functioning. But glory to God. By the time I got in there at 6:45 a.m. this morning, they got them all checked in. About 8 o'clock, they rolled him into the operating room, and they had to go into his left groin bless God. And probably about 10 o'clock, they called me to find out, Miss Morgan, where are you? Because we're bringing your husband back to recovery. And that was a quick turnaround. Bless God. And when I came back into the room, my husband said they couldn't find no blockage. Look at God. They couldn't find no blockage. So I went to praising God because I know who my daddy is. I went to praising God because this is not the first time that he's worked a miracle in my life. This is not the first time I've had to pray and intercede for somebody and the Lord worked a miracle in their life. I'm talking about what I know for sure. I'm talking about who I know for sure. Glory to God, that God is still on the throne. He is still a miracle working God. My God. Hallelujah. I will continue to trust in God and lean not to my own understanding what he told us in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. When I wake up in the morning, I ask him to lead me, guide me, show me the way. I ask him to direct my path. My God, hallelujah. When I'm on the road, I ask him to direct my path. I ask him to bind up accidents and incidents and anything else that's not like him. In the mighty name of Jesus, to protect all of us as we go up and down these dangerous highways. Protect us even while we go into these buildings, my God, because we don't know who's there lurking about. Oh, but if we would trust God, hallelujah, and we will see, hallelujah, that our God is able to do anything and everything but fail. And I say thank you, Jesus, one more time. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've already done. Thank you, Jesus, even for what you're about to do. And so when the doctor came into the room after the surgery, and he said, well, Miss Morgan, we couldn't find no blockage. And he went ahead and told my husband, your heart is already starting to look better. I'm talking about our God. Because since Brother Morgan and I have been married, we got married, hallelujah, in May. And since we've been married, he's been sick, been having to go back and forward to the doctor. My God, I've been running, taking him here and taking him there. But I've been asking yet for Apostle Hurd. Hallelujah, glory to God, Prophetess Maggie, the saints of God to pray and intercede for him and myself, asking my own family here in Texas, other friends all around the world to continue to pray for us and lift us up. Our God has been faithful. He is doing exactly what we ask. And so this was the miracle on today. But about a month ago, I had to take Brother Morgan to have all kind of tests done because they said he had cancer. And they were sending him to have CT scans done, all these different things, getting on all these different machines. But we had to go to see the cancer doctor about 3 weeks ago. And when we went in and they were so excited when they saw us, they just had a smile on their face. They said, well, you're ready for the good news. We cannot find any cancer. Hallelujah. Monice Morgan had been diagnosed with cancer in 2017. But God, the cancer is gone. Bless the Lord. So the Lord is steady doing things. He's steady working things out in our lives. Now,
My daughter called me on yesterday and said, I'm going to come up there where you at, and I'm going to get kicked out because Greg has been sick for 2 weeks, and I think whatever he got, he has brought it to me. And she thought it was just a cold because Greg had already been to the doctor during the week. But when she came out here on yesterday, and they went back home. Well, today, they told us she had COVID. Now, of course, it was shocking to her because she's already had both of those immunization shots. But she's a nurse, and she goes around other people that haven't had the shot. Her husband sometimes go and work at a shop where he works on cars, and he's around people that haven't had the shot either. But neither, nevertheless, our God is a healer. Our God is a deliverer. Our God is a way maker. So when she called me this evening, because she had already posted her test results on the family prayer line with my brothers and my sister, and I was probably the only one that had responded because after I brought Brother Monique back from the hospital, I took a nap. I needed the rest work. So she finally called me. She said, Mom, did you not see what I put out there? And I said, no, because Mama didn't see, but what happened? And so she went and she told me. But I praise and thank the Lord because my neighbor, also my attendant, who generally takes care of me, had what they call a minor stroke about 2 weeks ago, and she was still not up to her regular self yet. She happened to come over here, and that's when I'm starting to call. And what am I saying? Well, we began to pray. Glory to God. I said, well, I didn't need to pray for the woman of God anyway, Sister Josephina, and the you on the phone. So Josephina started out the prayer. I prayed next, and then Pastor Lil Shonda prayed. And I tell you what, and we had a Holy Ghost time in my living room praying. Glory to God for Pastor LaShonda while she was on the phone. She wasn't here, but she was on the phone. What is my point? Men should always pray and not faint. We thank you, dear God, hallelujah, for this day. We thank you for this time that you have allowed us to come together. I'm not sure what all of the prayer requests might be tonight. But one thing I do know for sure, that you are a healer, that you are a deliverer, that you are a savior. You are a way maker. I know that we can call upon you, Hayolosa. Our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, and you will hear us. Glory to God. But you don't want us to quit. You don't want us to faint, and you don't want us to give up. But you want us to keep on holding on until our change comes. I ask right now, Father God, that you lift up all my brothers and my sisters, oh God. All of the prayer warriors and intercessors that's on the prayer line with us. All of the men and women of God that are listening from all over the world, oh God. Those that have prayer requests even now, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you catch them where they are in the mighty name of Jesus. That you will lift them up right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. I thank you, Father God, because there's many, hallelujah, other men and women of God who came down with COVID sometime this year. Glory to God. I sent out the prayer request to my spiritual mother in the Lord, and she's been my spiritual mother for over 50 years, since I got saved when I was 16. But I sent a prayer request out to her and asked her to pray with me for my daughter, LaShonda. And she prayed, and she sent the prayer that she prayed in a text back to me. And she said, Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over her. No weapon that is formed shall be able to prosper. We stand and declare her healing. And then she sent me another text, and she said, Johnny and Karen. Johnny and Karen are her two children. Johnny and Karen also had COVID, but the Lord brought them through. God is bringing Michael through as we are texting them. Michael is another young man, hallelujah, that came down with COVID. But God, he's yet a healer. If we believe, if we hold on, and if we continue to pray for each other, not just for ourselves, but for each other, the Lord, while we are praying for somebody else, the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, has somebody praying for us, lifting us up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My husband, Monique Morgan, before we ever got married, came down with COVID-19. But God, he's already healed. Dr. Mary Warren came down with COVID-19, I believe it was in March of this year. But in May, she was able to marry me and Brother Moniece. That's why I said I'm not talking about what I heard. I'm not talking about something that happened to somebody that I don't know. I'm talking about things that are happening to people that I do know. But our God, hallelujah, keep on showing out. And he tells us if we only believe, all things are possible if you only believe. So, Father, we continue to pray and intercede. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For every man, woman, boy, girl, child, preacher, teacher, missionary, prophet, apostle, under the sound of my voice, the whole body of Christ, oh God, we continue to lift each other up in the mighty name of Jesus. We continue to pray, Father God, that you will lift us all up where we belong. That you will strengthen us in every area of our lives. Where there is a need, oh God, where there's any lack, oh God, where there's any want of any kind, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give everything to you right now. We put it on the altar. We put it on the altar right now, God. Know that there's nothing too hard for you. And there's nothing that you cannot and you will not do for us if we only believe. If there's anyone on the prayer line right now, Father God, that don't know you as their personal Lord and Savior, we pray for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that they will hear the words tonight, the prayer tonight. Hallelujah. And that they would want to say, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you would open their eyes so that they can see. That you would open their ears so that they could hear. We pray for families that are torn, oh God, right now because of COVID-19. We pray, Father God, that you put them back together right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for those who have lost loved ones, those whose loved ones knew you, they have come to be with you, Father. We pray for them, Father God, that, hallelujah, they have believed that you will strengthen them even the more right now in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. We pray even now, Father God, hallelujah, glory to God. That you would have your way in their lives right now. That you would give them to call upon you while you may be found. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the word of God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. I thank you. Even for the word of God that you gave me on this morning. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And it says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him, my God. And this is the confidence. When you pray, do you have confidence or do you doubt? Do you believe what you're asking God to do when you ask him to do it? Hallelujah. And this is the confidence that we have in him, not in us, but in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. My God. Hallelujah. He's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. He took all my sin away. Hallelujah. He's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. He took all my sins away. Hallelujah. What has he done for you today? Glory to God.
Have you asked him to do anything for you today? Hallelujah. And has he done it? Or do you yet believe, even though he has not worked it out yet, but it's coming to pass? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Isaiah 59:19, glory to God, it reads, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Did you hear that? The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. All we need to do is call upon the Lord, and he will fix it. All we need to do is to continue to trust God, no matter what it's looking like, no matter what it sounds like, not even what it's feeling like. We just want to trust God. Hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from the heavens above with wisdom, power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. From the heaven above, we power and love. Our God is in Hallelujah. In Psalms 45:4, it says, then will I go to the altar of God, to God, my joy and my delight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Psalm 16:11, it says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Glory to God. In 1 Peter 1:8, it reads, though you have not seen him, talking about Jesus, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious
joy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, 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 this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Well, this peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Well, bless the Lord. I know what I believe. The news that I got this evening about my daughter, LaShonda, being diagnosed with COVID-19 was supposed to overwhelm me, was supposed to make me shut up, was supposed to make me sit down. Oh, but all it did was make me pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All it did was make me stop. Glory to God. Knowing that God is God and He worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. For the elderly with a miracle. For Brother Moniz and that's her daddy. Glory to God. If the Lord worked a miracle in his life, what would it look like for him to work a miracle in a father's life and not work a miracle in her life? So I yet trust God. I yet believe God. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Please, I testify. While I have a chance, I believe, I testify. While I have a chance, do I have any witnesses this evening? Have you ever done anything for you? Hallelujah. Been a doctor. You were gonna die. They gave you up to die. But the Lord said, no, not so. I got this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He gave you what they call a syndrome. I turned around. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Father, for your love and your kindness. We thank you, Jesus, for working miracles, signs and wonders, even in our lives right now, in this time, in this day, and in this age. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can yet testify how you did what you did for the saints of God that have gone on before us, oh God. Oh, but we are living testimonies, oh God, for what you've already done for us. Hallelujah. How you brought us back from death's door, so God. Hallelujah. How we had car accidents. Hallelujah. We should have been dead. My God. But you said, No, not so. Live on. We give everything to you, oh God. We magnify you for being a good God. We magnify you for being a mighty God. We magnify you for being an awesome God. Teach us, oh God, to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. no matter what it sounded like, no matter what it's feeling like, to continue to hold on to your hand and don't let go in the mighty name of Jesus. We come this far by faith, trusting and believing in your word, knowing that we can come and talk to our Father in the mighty name of Jesus. And for those that think, hallelujah, that they are untouchable, that you won't forgive them because they have done too many things. Maybe they committed adultery. My God, maybe they shot up some drugs today. Oh, God. But whatever the case may be, they lied, they backbited, whatever the case may be. You hear them when they call, oh God. And we will stand with them in the gap, asking you to forgive them, oh God. Asking you to open their eyes, dear God, so that they can see. Open their ears, Father God, so they can hear. In the mighty name of Jesus, and Father, we pray that you give us a forgiving spirit. If there's anybody that has offended us, anyone, oh God, that maybe tried to cause us to error, to destroy, oh God, we ask that you forgive them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, if we said or did anything that wasn't becoming of you, we ask that you forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus. We continue to pray for Cornerstone Deliverance Church. We continue to pray for our leaders, to God, our pastors, our preachers, our apostles, our bishops. Hallelujah. Our prophetess, all of the body of Christ, evangelists. Hallelujah, Jesus. The body of Christ, the members, Father. Anyone that is calling upon your name, we ask that you hear the prayer. Whatever it is that they have asked you for, oh God, we pray that your will be done in their lives right now. We pray, dear God, that you will have your way with all of us. In the mighty name of Jesus.
And we are clean. So am I saved, Lord, live so that I can be used by Thee. For I'm not worthy of all your blessings. Give me a clean heart. perfect. And I follow thee. If there's anyone under the sound of my voice that do not know the Lord, hallelujah, as your personal Lord and Savior, but you have decided to follow Jesus, I pray now that you will come to the Lord this evening. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Knowing that the Lord is calling you right now, he is waiting. Glory to God. And he says, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. If you have heard the Lord's voice this evening, won't you come? Jesus.
Yes, hello.
Jesus.
Hello.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes, hi. Yes, I know the Lord, and I have accepted the Lord as my Lord and Savior. I actually had a question for you.
What would you like, woman of God?
I had a question for you. I know the Lord as my Lord and Savior. I didn't want to take any time away from anyone that did not, so I waited a little while. But I had a question for something that you said earlier during prayer that I want to know if you can help me with some clarification. And so earlier you mentioned, which spoke to me when you said, you know, we're able to ask God, you know, anything according to his will.
Mm-hmm.
And the question I have is, if the Lord has given us dreams and the Lord has given us visions, should we think of those as things according to his will and pray about those things, even if we do not see them in front of us or can even conceive how they can possibly happen? Or should we just hand his dreams back to him and just wait for the Lord to carry them out? Should we ignore the dreams or should we believe in those dreams?
No, I don't think you should ignore them, but I believe you can ask him for the interpretation of those dreams for his will to be done, and he wants them to come into fruition. And I believe that he will open up a door and make a way for you to see what it is that he wants you to do with those dreams. Amen. I do believe that.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And then, if you would, if you want more clarification, because I'm one of the apostles, but I help Apostle Asia Hurd, because she is the apostle of this line, and she may be able to go into more detail with you. And at the end of the prayer, I'll give a number that you'll be able to call in if you would like to speak to her. Okay?
Yeah. Yes, she is my spiritual mother, and we have definitely spoken. Yes, yes.
Okay.
You mentioned something tonight about praying according to his will, and it just made me start to ponder and think if I should think of these dreams as something as the will that he has for my life.
Amen. So if his will, you do want his will to be done, he will show you that as well. I'll give you a for instance now. Again, I say that I got saved when I was 16. But when the Lord started giving me visions and dreams, I was up in age, okay? But as he gave me the visions and dreams, I wrote them down, okay? Mm. And I started looking, you know, like, okay, when is this door going to open? When is that door going to open? And it didn't open right away. But, yeah, but in 2019, I was already married. I'd been married to my husband, Mr. Wright, for 20-some years, but he passed. But I was on the line with Apostle, and I believe I just began to tell something about, oh, I take that back. I wasn't on the line with her, but I seen a post that she had put on Facebook, and I contacted her about the post. I said, well, the Lord gave me this dream, this vision, such and such years ago. And so the first question, she said, well, Apostle, did you write it down? I said, yes, I did. And I still written it down. It's on my page, my Facebook page. But my point was, even though he gave me the vision, I hadn't yet started doing those things, but she was doing those things. The vision that he gave me, he also gave to her. Now, I'm in Texas. She was in New York. But she was walking. She was doing that which the Lord had gave her. And so she said to me, you can become part of us. You can work with us from where you are. I said, I can from Texas? She said, oh, yeah. Well, we know God is everywhere. And he has ministries everywhere. He has people everywhere. He is unlimited. Amen?
Amen.
So we can come and join in with the body if that's what the Lord so desires. So you ask him for his will.
Okay.
If he wants you to do this, if he wants you to do that. I appreciate it. I haven't tried to. I'm still here. Amen?
Amen. Amen. We'll do.
Amen.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. Praise the Lord. But if there's anyone under the sound of my voice that do not know the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, but you have a desire to know him, we would like to give you that opportunity right now. St. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. You have the opportunity right now, whether it be today on the prayer line or whether you hear this prayer next week and next year, the same opportunity is available to you. Amen. And if you would like to receive the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, I would ask you to repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you in prayer, asking for the forgiveness of my sins. I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart that Jesus is your Son and that he died at the cross. Died on the cross at Calvary that I might be forgiven and have eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. Father, I believe that Jesus rose from the dead. And I ask you right now to come into my life and be my personal Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins and worship you all the days of my life because your word is truth. I confess with my mouth that I am born again and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. And we believe that if you repeated that prayer after us, that the Lord Jesus did come into your life. And now you are a new creature. But we always like to suggest that you get into a faith-based, word-based church. So so they can continue to lead you and guide you in the Word of God. If you don't have a church home, you are welcome to be on the line with us at Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Again, Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Hallelujah. It's online and in New York. Cornerstone Deliverance Church is located at 323 Post Avenue, Westbury, New York, 11590. If you would like to get in contact with Cornerstone Deliverance Church, you can contact us via the website at www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Again, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. If you would like to call Cornerstone Deliverance Church, you can reach us at 1-800-373-6948. Again, 1-800-373-6948, extension 801. You can reach Apostle Asia Hurd or someone from the body of Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Cornerstone Deliverance Church also have daughter ministries. We have Prophetess Maggie Covina, hallelujah, in Midway, Georgia. You can reach her at that same number, 1-800-373-6948, extension 815. 1-800-373-6948, extension 815. You can also reach me. My ministry is Special People in Christ, Encouraging Saints, Outreach Ministries, Inc., also known as SPICES. You can reach us at 1-800-373-6948, extension 814. I hope and pray that we said something this evening during the prayer to encourage you to go a little bit further in the Lord, to encourage you to keep on keeping on, to encourage you to just continue to trust God. Amen. I pray that you have a blessed day, a blessed night, a blessed evening in the Lord Jesus Christ. Until we meet again, agape love, everybody. Agape love. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless.